Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method to take a brand new business from zero to $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Ken Cox. He is a seasoned entrepreneur, technology innovator, and founder of InLink.com, a powerful platform empowering small businesses with AI-driven office and CRM solutions. Passionate about turning big ideas into actionable strategies, Ken helps entrepreneurs simplify operations and achieve meaningful growth. Ken, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Josh, thank you for having me on the show. I very much appreciate your time. And it's funny that you use the word done because I think done is the most profitable word in the entire dictionary because you don't get paid until the project's done. And I think that what I see most of the time when I'm talking with entrepreneurs and business owners or people that want to get started, I think the biggest trick to getting things done is start before you're ready.
Tell me more. Start before you're ready. Ready, fire, aim. Well, let's dive into that because just a couple of days ago, I was thinking about, there's a book called Ready, Fire, Aim, and I've started adopting the philosophy of fire, aim, ready. And so I'd love to hear
Yeah,
your think on that.
I go a little bit more like fire, learn something, make some adjustments, and fire again until I start hitting targets, right? And then once I start hitting targets, I like the approach of BBs, bullets, cannons, right? So the world's constantly changing, especially when you're talking about business and marketing campaigns and how do you get people in the door, especially in 2025. Like the old world, like the entire world is changing every quarter. How we deal with technology, how we deal with storefronts, how we deal with signage. Everything is getting so much better, so much faster. So the concept of having these grand ideas, building them and launching them is ridiculous in 2025. Get started, try to get something out there, refine it, and then try it again. And then just keep making those steps. If you're waiting until you're ready, it's kind of like having a kid. You'll never be ready. Like that's never going to happen. So you just kind of got to jump in and get started and accept the fact that what's in your head is probably not going to be the end result for your business. It happens occasionally, but most of the time we have to pivot. We got to make changes. Something in our plan has to change. So don't spend so much time in the beginning thinking about what is my plan. Just get started doing the things that you love doing.
And it's interesting that you say in 2025 that doesn't work, and it's like this implication that it used to work and it just doesn't work anymore.
Well, I mean, it worked
And
like 10 to 20% of the time. I mean, 80% of new businesses fit, like a lot of businesses don't make it, right? But
well, what's interesting about what you're saying though is like you don't have time anymore to go and like think through some big idea and like flesh it out. You really got to go after it because you're competing against more entrepreneurs and new ideas than ever before. You're competing against machines, you're competing against artificial intelligence, automation, robots, and ever shifting political dynamics. And it's impossible for you to come and like with a thesis at this point. You got to go out there and say, y'all want this or not?
Josh, I've got a great example. I'm working with a kid. I've been mentoring him for about 3 years. He's 16 now. He's one of my boxing students, and he's one of those hustler kids that sells candy at school, always getting in trouble for it, right? Well, he designed this bag that increased his sales by like 100% because he opens it and they can see all this stuff. He started making Instagram videos and TikTok videos. He went viral. Now we're in the Philippines getting this bag manufactured because he's got 150 orders before he ever even had the bag manufactured. Right? So you can do stuff like that today that you were never able to do before. Eyeballs can be obtained by your talent. It doesn't require a lot of money to get in front of people anymore. It doesn't require a lot of money to have engineers and designers and those things, right? GPTs do this stuff at breakneck speeds for $20 a month.
That's right. Yeah. And that in a way kind of it kind of shortcuts that inspiration process. It's like we got to innovate more than we have to sit here and like on a mountaintop and like come up with the next great idea. No, just take the idea that just occurred to you and go test it right now, and then let's iterate and innovate that.
Yeah, I mean, Henry Ford had the greatest concept of, I don't need to know everything. I've got all these people on my team. Well, guess what? You have all these smart people on your team today for $20 a month. Like every single profession that's ever been, every document that's ever been out there, you have these resources available to you to execute at levels that humans have never seen before.
You know, I just presented recently on AI in front of a room full of people that were not AI experts. And it's like, that's the message that you really have to relay, which is, you know, look, if something that used to take 6 months and $100,000, you can now do in 6 minutes for $0. And it's just as good, if not better, because you have the whole breadth of the entire internet at your fingertips. And so let's talk about, you know, one thing that you really focus on is developing AI employees in order to help you get out there faster and get a stronger foothold. So talk to me about some of the pros and cons of incorporating AI employees into your business, especially for somebody that's maybe never done it before.
Yeah, if you've never done it before, that's what we're here to help you do, right? I think the biggest tragedy on the planet is, you know, a man or a woman or a couple, you know, wife, husband and wife, they decide to chase their dream and they're going to open their first storefront, whatever that is, clothing shop, gym, yoga studio, massage parlor, whatever it is, right? Healing scenario, that the phones go unanswered, right? And that was it's been a problem forever. And your front desk staff is transient, right? So you hire them in the summer, they're there for 3 or 4 months, they go, you got to get somebody else. And you're constantly doing this front desk receptionist. And I think the number right now is somewhere around 60% of calls to small businesses go unanswered. And when I talk to people all the time about this, and I've talked to business owners that have anxiety about answering the phone, like, oh, it's probably another spam call, it's not really a customer, all those things. Well, with AI employees today, we can not only just answer every single phone call, we can interact with our clients in whatever modality they choose, right? We can send them WhatsApp messages, or we can send them text messages. We can execute emails based on that phone conversation with an AI employee that's nice, courteous, super easy to train. We do that with you, right? For a very, very reasonable price. This is not super expensive for an employee. We're talking about dollars a day, not $20 an hour. And you can train them over time to really, really know your business. The biggest downfall that I see for AI employees that I've seen, which is why we do two onboarding calls. We do one onboarding call to get everything set up, tell your people to use your staff and test the heck out of it. And then within 30 days, we do another one before we launch, is making sure that the right guardrails are on your AI employees, especially out of the gate. You might have to put more guardrails in later. My biggest example of that ended up being a really good scenario for somebody is one of their end users started talking to the AI employee in Spanish. We didn't put any guardrails of English only on it. We do now, if that's one of our questions now. And the AI started dealing with this end user in Spanish. And the owner called me and he's like, hey, I don't have anybody on my team that speaks Spanish at all. So I don't even know how to decode this message. I taught them how to take the code, put it into GPT and have it translated really quick for them. And what turned out to be in the beginning, like, oh my gosh, we can't support Spanish. He was able to pick up more business because now he has a Spanish speaking AI employee that will deal with his Spanish speaking clients. And he's installing more Windows today than he was before.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And that comes from the, you know, fire, reload, you know, like get out there and do it, because you didn't even realize that this was a possibility. It reminds me of another client of mine who has sold study skills to high school students for a decade, two decades. And we started running some paid ads, and without going directly at their target audience, like just with the message, they realized that they were getting adults who were in master's programs purchasing their study skills. And they're like, I had no idea that these guys would even be interested. But we took a broad approach, and we said, here's the message, who's interested? And people started raising their hands that we didn't even realize.
Yeah, Josh, you make a great point there, right? Because you've got marketing firms all over this country trying to charge $5, $10, $50,000 to small businesses. And the first thing they're going to say is, what is your niche? And they're going to niche you down and they're going to keep doing that. But if you never try to go broader, you don't know. And the end user, the business owner generally doesn't really know. It's really hard for a business owner to really define their customer persona, their big customer persona, who their average customer is, right? Because they just want to do what they love doing. And they don't want to, we've been told our whole lives we're not allowed to discriminate, but in marketing, that's kind of required. But kind of growing broad and then narrowing down is the approach that I like the best. And with the algorithm the way it is today, I think you just make your best content.
Yeah.
And it's the platform's job to put it in front of the right eyes. And if you make good content, they will do that for you.
Yep. And that 67-year-old grandpa sitting on the toilet at 2 a.m. is going to see your ad and be like, that's exactly what I was looking for. And you had no idea that he was your customer.
Well, and you say ad, and I think it's completely different today, right? Because if we say ad, you think, oh, I've got to pay for that. But what business owners need to be doing today, especially the small guys, under a million revenue, and you need to be making content and getting out there and branding yourself the best that you possibly can. And you don't have to spend money on it. Just post as much as you possibly can. Silly videos, whatever it is, just get your brand out there and in front of people and let people know what you do. And who you are, right? They're going to buy from you, not your product.
So, Ken, speaking of, tell us who you are and what you do and how people can reach and connect with you.
My name is Ken Cox. Primarily I operate data centers, and that's my main job. But nlink.com is my direct product for small to medium-sized business, solopreneurs and builders. We've got, 100 or 65 different industry snapshots that we can plug right in. We've got really great support. We also have a really great office product that competes with the Google and the Azures of the world. But our promise is that we'll never sell your data. It's private, it's ours. We're a privately held company. We don't have to answer to the stock market and do what's most profitable. We get to be on your side instead of bleeding money out of your pocket. And that's something that I'm really passionate about. And small and medium-sized businesses is a huge passion of mine because it's part of what I do. My wife and I own a Main Street business, a boxing school here in St. Louis. And during the day, I really love helping other small businesses and solopreneurs do the things that they love doing.
That's awesome. So nlink.com,
Correct.
AI employees and agents.
Yes.
Excellent. Cool. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Ken Cox, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done. For those of you who are interested in learning more about how to get an AI employee for your business, you can go to nlink.com to learn more. And whether you're on your morning commute, you're in the boxing gym trying to punch somebody out, or you're somewhere out in the field, working on your squats, leg day, something like that. Hey, snap a selfie. Tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Now, let's get to work.